Thursday from the streets.
It's hot off the wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Hot off the wire is brought to you by City Trends Russ. It's 20 to 70% off department store prices with the newest fashion trends. Ladies' mini dresses, skater skirts, and more. Men's camo or attitude tops at $5.99. Shop City Trends, where real fashion meets real prices. Chris Brown will be in court today in L.A. This is his first court appearance since leaving rehab. It's for a probation violation when he was charged with assault in D.C. Robin Thicke returned to the stage last night in Virginia. Broke down before singing Lost Without You, which, you know, he's been in here and told us that song, most of his songs, but especially that song, was written about his wife, Paula Patton. And he said to the crowd, y'all know I'm going through a separation, but I'm not going down without a fight. I want my baby back. He was wearing his ring. Meanwhile, Paula Patton recently stepped out without hers. The brat was ordered to pay a former Atlanta Falcons cheerleader more than $6 million bucks for a 2007 assault. She served nearly 3 years in prison for attacking Shayla Stevens with a rum bottle in an Atlanta nightclub. Y'all remember that. Nas's baby mama says he's more than $11,000 behind in child support. Now, this is Carmen, the mother of his 19-year-old daughter.
Wow.
But I guess because she's in college, he still has bills to pay. She also accuses him of not paying her medical bills or her tuition.
She needs to get in the studio with him and help him with a few tracks.
There you go.
Well, I mean, if he's behind, he's behind. That's not her fault. Kim K, have you? You know how expensive. You got two kids in college. You know how expensive it is to go to school.
Yep.
Kim K was paid $500,000 to hang out at this Vienna annual opera ball with this Australian businessman named Richard Lechner. Now, apparently, she didn't have a good time. Look what they say happened. This is bad. They say she was furious. A white man dressed in blackface approached her, pretending to be Kanye West. Can you imagine? Even if it didn't bother her before, she has a black child now.
Yeah.
Kim didn't leave right away. I would have been like, what? What? She didn't leave right away. She stayed another hour and a half because she got paid $500,000 to do it.
Was he part of the show?
Listen to what happened. Another man asked her to dance, and she was like, no thanks. He responded by saying, would you dance if the orchestra played Ends in Vienna?
Wow.
What in the hell?
That wasn't a good time for her.
It was not a good time for her. She also says her team, the business guy that she went with, to me, this sounds like a escort situation.
Yeah.
Like, why would you go with a businessman? If I'm Kanye, I'm like, listen.
Maybe it was an auction or something.
Well, it was an opera ball. But they say the cameras were running, so this might actually be a show that I watch. Yes. Mm. He's not heavy. He's my brother. The National Enquirer says Kim's brother, Rob, he done blew up. Yeah. He looked like a blowfish.
You can tell.
Yeah, and he's having, you know, I always see him at the gym, but I'll never see him lose.
It's probably because he's depressed. All them female problems.
Depressed. Yeah. Female problems. You act like he got some kind of internal female problem.
No, I'm saying, you know, like with Rita Ora, and, you know, they be
keeping the curves and talking crazy.
Well, with him, they crap on him.
Yeah, the thing is, they say he's thinking about having the weight loss operation to lose weight. He's 260 pounds. I think he's like 5'11 or something.
Wow.
And they say his momager, Kris Jenner, is like, you better lose 70 pounds. They say they don't like to be pictured with him. I don't believe that. That's still their brother.
Mean. It could be that vain.
If you follow him on Instagram, he only posts old pictures.
I know.
When he was smaller.
But if you see him out, you're like, what the hell? Hey, Prince is headed to late night TV.
Really?
He's going on the Arsenio Hall show. Where y'all, if you're watching last night, he sent a letter delivered by a Prince clone, which Arsenio read to his audience. And in the letter, Prince wrote that he'd been practicing. He's getting pretty good. And he really wants to be on the show. Can he be on next Wednesday? Of course, Arsenio was like, duh, yeah. And Russ, Sunday is Hollywood's biggest night. Can we have an Oscar party at your house?
Sure, why not?
Ellen is hosting. And this is going to be really big because there's a lot of African-American presenters and a lot of African-American nominees. So I'm watching. Okay. I'm Al Freeda. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of the morning show.com.